Raise a pint for the Pub Songs podcast. Music and commentary from Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. And now a toast. There are good ships and there are wood ships. There are ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are friendships. And may they always be. Sláinte!
I'll tell you a story that happened to me one day as I went down to Yore by the sea. The sun, it was bright, and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or patty, 10 years in the woods. Says I, a try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh, I'll never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. After lowering the third, I made straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brothy, the big civic guard. Come here, my boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I up with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. But it wasn't I hit him, it was the Johnny Jump Up. The next thing I met down in Yore by the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid for me life, I'll be hit by a car. Won't you help me on down to the railwayman's bar? Downing a pint of the cider so sweet, well, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. Ho! I'll never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Well, I went up the Lee Road, open for the sea. They call it the Madhouse in Cork by the Lee. And when I got there, sure, the truth I will tell. Well, they had the poor bugger locked up in a cell. Said the guards testing him, say these words if you can. Around the rugged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. To him I'm not crazy, to him I'm not mad. It was only 6, 7, 12 bites that I had. I'll never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Well, a man died in the mines by the name of McNabb. They washed him and laid him outside on the slab. And after the coroner's measurements to take, well, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wig. About 12 o'clock and the beer was high, and the corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Hope I'll never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. No, I'll never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up.
Welcome to Mark Gunn's Pub Songs Podcast. And, you know, I really shouldn't be doing this right now. I am about to fly out to Ireland in just an hour. And I said, I haven't done a Pub Songs podcast in a long time, and I really want to do one for Ireland, but I don't have time to even edit this podcast. So this show is completely unedited. I'm just going to be basically talking, and if I screw up, I screw up. What you just heard there was Johnny Jump Up from my brand new CD, Happy Songs of Death, which is now available for sale. It's not yet on CD Baby, unfortunately, but I think it's like days away from that. So feel free to just buy it directly from me, and I'll even autograph it for you if you like. Just ask. That would be awesome. That said, I hope to have it up on CD Baby soon. And I hope you will pick up a copy and support your local Celtic musician. Okay, I'm not really local for you, but I'm just kind of here and there. Yeah. So Johnny Jump Up was one of those first songs that I learned when I started playing at fairs, and it's a good drinking song, and I'm going to Cork. Yeah. Okay, I think I say Cork because a lot of people, when they sing You're by the Sea, some people say Cork by the Sea. So I you know, it can go either way, I assume. It's a great folk tradition. Things change. But I'm going to be in Cork for probably for Talk Like a Pirate Day is what my plan is. Hoping to take the group down there. And meantime, we're going to be in Dingle for a week. And I'm so excited. And I get to meet all these people that is a big fan, Martine, who I haven't met yet. And I will at long last meet her. I got to get together with Kevin and Tom once again. And my friend Rosanna from Italy. We've got a really international crowd, right? So it's going to be an exciting trip, and I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen on this Celtic Invasion. I have some plans, but as I mentioned many times about the Celtic Invasion vacations, it always varies. Just can always vary about what it is. So, yeah. What do you think of have you heard the new CD? I'd love to get your feedback. And of that song, you know, Johnny Jump Up, you can hear all the songs, like, here and there and here. They keep popping up on podcasts and such. Did you see the new music video for Won't You Come With Me? It's really funny. Let's see here. I'm just really rambling because I you know, like I said, I don't have much to do. So let's go ahead and play a song. I'm going to play a song from Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer from their new CD, Gleoin. You can find them at... I don't remember their website. Go to the website and find out what their website is. I think it's like a smallpiper.co.uk. That's what it is. This is a track called William. Listen up.
Little William was walking down the road one fine day. When he was grabbed by a man all dressed in gold, he tried to run away, then on his knees did pray, oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. Oh, where are you going? Said the man all dressed in gold. To little William on the road. Oh, going to school like every good boy should. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. What's in that sack upon your back? Said the man all dressed in gold. To little William on the road. Oh, my books and my bread and the hat there for my head. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. Oh, where is your mother? Said the man all dressed in gold. To little William on the road. Well, she's 2 years in the earth, so she cannot guide my path. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. Oh, where is your father? Said the man all dressed in gold. To little William on the road. Well, he went to France to die, so he cannot hear my cry. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. said the man who dressed in gold, to little William on the road. Till you can answer me so well, my riddles three, oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. What's rounder than a bowl, said the man who dressed in gold, to little William on the road. Oh, the world is so round, it must be rounder than a bowl. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. What's higher than the sky, said the man all dressed in gold, to little William on the road. Oh, heaven is so high, it must be higher than the sky. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. What's deeper than the sea, said the man all dressed in gold, to little William on the road. Oh, hell is so deep, it must be deeper than the sea. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go, let me go. Oh, kindly step aside and let me go. Well, a man who dressed in gold burst into a bright red flame, crumbled down to ashes on the road. 'Twas a devil in disguise, I knew him by his eyes. And he kindly stood aside and let me go, let me go. And he kindly stood aside and let me go, let me go. And he kindly stood aside and let me go.
For those of you in England, I'm going to be there too. I'm going to play a couple songs at the Islington Folk Club in Islington. Just I think it's one of those suburbs of London. And I'm going to just spend some nice relaxing time there. Might see a few things. We'll see what's going to happen. If you'd like to see me at the Islington Folk Club, come on out. Again, it's only a couple songs, but it should be a lot of fun. And there's going to be a great folk group after me. Unfortunately, again, I have not looked up that name. But hey, I'm sure it'll be a great time. And if you come out, it'll be a better opportunity for me to get a feature there next time I'm in the neighborhood, which might be, you know, I'm not sure when it's going to be offhand. I think I want to just make some trips there. I don't know. I've never been to England at all, like seen anything. Thought it'd be really cool. Just like, you know, Ireland has been a blast and I've gotten to know it a lot better. And the Dingle Peninsula, it's one of those beautiful areas. And I heard that the weather has just been spectacular. I think there might be a little bit of rain coming up, but it's going to be such a great trip. What else has been happening with me? Well, as you know, I've been on tour a lot this summer. Got back from Dragon Con, was wonderful time at Dragon Con. I had the last show was to capacity, let's just say. It wasn't like, you know, when you think about the Brobdingnagian Bard shows at Dragon Con, we usually had like 150% capacity. It was like overflowing. You had to get there really early in order to be at the shows. And it wasn't quite it wasn't quite the same this time here, but it was close. It was well full. And this last show was about, pretty much it was a filled up show. And there's still some space on the floor and some standing room. It was standing room only. All the seats were taken, and had a great time. And the new shirt, Kilted for Her Pleasure, which you can pre-order on the website at markgun.com, is now available. Well, available, so when I get back, I'll be able to ship those out then. And now I'm about ready for a break, too. Next month, I'm going to make a quick little visit, jaunt down to the Texas Renaissance Festival, and spend the first weekend roaming and don't have a stage. Though I was going to check out the, what's the name of that place? Uncommon Adornments. If you check out that booth, they've let me play there in the past. I'm going to see if I can get a couple of shows, schedule a couple of shows there. But I probably should find some place where I'm not going to disturb people. Oops, phone call. Did I tell you there was no editing? Yes, good. I don't remember what I was talking about, but I know I have a bunch of shows coming up at the end of the year. Louisiana Renaissance Festival. I'm going to be doing the wine tasting, playing at that, as well as two shows a day. One of them, a Happy Songs of Death show. Woohoo! And the other one, a drinking show. Woohoo! Two great themes and period. So in any case, I think that is all for now. I need to finish up the packing and make sure I got everything to go because I got 30 minutes before I leave and I need to make this show ready. So I will talk to you later. We're going to finish up with Black 47 from their CD Trouble in the Land. This is a song that I think is just really funny. So I'm putting on here. It's called I Got Laid on James Joyce's Grave. I'll talk to you soon. I hope to post some shows from Ireland, but we'll see if I can pull that off. Meantime, take care. Sláinte. Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. Send your feedback to Sláinte at markgunn.com with Pub Songs Podcast in the subject line. Then visit me online at pubsong.com.